We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
AM 1020, it's KDK Radio. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. Good evening, ma'am. And ain't it a lovely evening? Cortopia, yay. I've been gone. I was unavoidably detained, but I'm back. Only to be soonly unavoidably detained. So let's get it going while we can get it going. There's plenty to talk about. So we're gonna. Because, you know, it's 4 hours. Jeez. 866-391-1020 if you would like to call. Or if you'd like to text. You can email kdkaradio.com. I'm looking down my list. If you follow me on social media, I posted a picture of tonight's show sheet. Now, don't be overwhelmed. That's a fancy broadcast word, show sheet. It's basically the rough outline of a list of what I might remember to get to before the night's over. I leave it open-ended. You know, I ain't married to it. But I posted on social media tonight's show sheet. For those of you that don't follow me on social media, number one, shame. I am looking at Greta Thunberg. I'm looking at impeachment and Mitch. I'm looking at Rudy Giuliani using a translation app. I remind you, this is the same Rudy Giuliani that had to go to the Apple store, I think in L.A., had to go to the Apple store to get his phone unlocked because he tried more than 10 times with the wrong code. And that's the cybersecurity chief. I upset my parents' next door neighbor. It's a revisit. It's exactly the same situation. We refer to it around the table when I'm visiting my folks. We refer to it as the Book of Mormon incident. And the Book of Mormon incident was, I was wanted to read the Book of Mormon, but I didn't want people showing up at 7:30 Saturday morning where I live, particularly in ties. That's unsettling. So I ordered the Book of Mormon and had it sent to my parents' house. And standing in the front yard, which is where all great neighborhood scuffles start, in the front yard, typically near a folding chair of some sort. My next-door neighbor, and I've known this guy, oh my goodness, at least 40 years. Good guy. I like the guy. Extreme West Virginia guy, actually. Grew up in coal fields in West Virginia as a kid. And he said something about politics, and I knew to find something else to talk about. And with him, it's easy. All I had to do was talk about deer season. But I didn't do it. I questioned what he said. And then it turns sour real quick. And I told my mom when she got home from work, hey, I upset Henry. And that is his real name. She goes, what? And I told her what the discussion was about. We have to live next to him. Yeah. I didn't mean to. Here's what it was. And bluntly, I'm going to go ahead and blame you. Because by that point, this was Wednesday afternoon or Thursday, somewhere around there. By that point, there was this part of my brain that said, you know what? Nobody has screamed maniacally at you in like 4 days. And you start to twitch. And he brought something up. And I said, whoa, the devil came out. And And I started it, and I knew before I said a word, I knew it's like, all right, commit. What do I tell you? Commit to the bit. If you're going to go down that road of discussion with your parents' neighbor, rear back. So I started it in the most snotty way possible. Actually, I'm going to correct you. Anytime you hear the word actually, it's like, just say you're wrong. So I opened with that. Actually, and I had that annoying habit, that spectrum gift habit of being able to quote back specific numbers and specific instances, and nothing is anecdotal. And the mood soured. Remember the scene in Harry Potter where, the big guy looks out the window. What's the big guy's name? Hagrid looks out the window. Same as before, the skies grow dark. It was instantaneous, man. Like, okay, well, see you later. We have to live next to him. Yeah, you do. But here's what saved the day. About 10 minutes later, after the incident, I look up and here comes the John Deere delivery guy. And he's got my dad's tractor on the trailer and he's got Henry's tractor on the trailer and he's delivering them both. And any political discussions and disagreements that may have existed before, when those John Deere showed up, all was forgiven. It was like the Red Ryder BB gun. It was a perfect moment. Had it happened earlier, somebody probably would have shot somebody's eye out. So before we go any further, Mom, I'm sorry I ticked off Henry. Actually, I remember the look on his... All right, I got my first text that calls me, "Hey, Mouth." Hey, Mouth, since the group behind Greta Thunberg put her on the world climate stage, doesn't that make her fair game? Yes. And I'm going to talk about that. Yes. And I'm going to talk about it from the perspective in which she's being defended. The autism spectrum, the special needs defense that I'm hearing from some people. I can talk about that because I've talked about this before, and this probably wouldn't shock you. I'm on the spectrum, and I remember reading about this kid. And one of the quotes, I don't know if it was her, somebody had told her, sometimes being on the spectrum can be a disability. Sometimes it's really, honestly, bluntly, it's quite a benefit. And one of the ways, I'm just happy somebody wrote, "Hey, Mouth." See, I think of Donnie most instantly. 866-391-1020. Looking back down my list, the show sheet that's available for you to follow along. The reporter that got smacked on the bottom as she was reporting on the race. The dude that did it is in trouble. And the dude that did it isn't necessarily in trouble for being a pinhead and doing it. And the dude that did it isn't necessarily in trouble for being a pinhead and doing it while at the same time being a Boy Scout leader or something. Right on. He's in trouble because the reporter has a lawyer. And that lawyer's name is Gloria Allred. If you follow South Park, you know who she is. She is spectacular at doing what she does. But I'm going to talk about stuff that you got to be smarter than that. And we're also going to talk about what our problems are state by state, because I did a lot of driving and I did a lot of studying and there was occasional wailing and gnashing of teeth. But I want to hear from you. Something about an impeachment. Did anything happen with that? I heard they were going to do some. I saw Mitch McConnell on TV. I cannot see Mitch McConnell and not think of that draw the little turtle on the matchbook to win an art scholarship. And I feel bad because it makes me less inclined to want to have a book of matches in my pocket. 866-391-1020. KDKARadio.com. Follow me on social media, Eddie Crow on KDKA or Crowtopia. Next, I am not great at computers, but I can work Photoshop better than that. Jesus, Murphy, KDKA Radio. AM 1020. It's KDK Radio. It's Saturday. It's Crotopia. It's crap outside. I would love to go, you know what? Things are turning around. Nah, it's crap. I'm not going to insult you by lying to you. I don't feel the social pressure. The innate ability to soften the blow, to play nice if the situation is not nice. And that is one of the great attributes to being on the spectrum. I will explain what I mean as we get into it. First things first. Greta Thunberg, 16 years old, she got the Time Person of the Year award. And she is on the spectrum, I believe, Asperger's. I am on the spectrum, so I know a little bit what I'm talking about on several different levels here. So before you call, well, how do you know? Trust me, man. Trust me. Okay? Road trip with me and watch. But there are people that are saying, oh, no, the president's picking on, or the president's being mean. Melania's got the shouldn't be a bully, whatever that hashtag gibberish is, and boo, boo. Two things. Number one, if you're intellectually capable enough to do something to cause people to think of you as the person of the year, you're capable of dealing with getting slagged. Number two, those emotions of hurting each other's feelings, the easiest way to say it, the oblivious nature, the oblivious social nature, sometimes demonstrated by Sheldon in The Big Bang Theory. I don't know what Jim Parsons is going to do with the rest of his life, but he has created a visual aid for so many people to better understand this. If you think somebody talking about her is going to hurt her feelings, it's not. There's not going to be a blink. My question is, who in the administration did the Photoshop? Because that's god-awful. The re-election campaign for the president tweeted an edited cover of Time Magazine's Person of the Year that depicted the president's head on the shoulders of the 16-year-old climate change activist, and it was bad. I don't care that you did it. Now, is it pretty demented? Yes. Sad and social? No. But dang it, it's what I said earlier. If you're going to commit to the bit, however twisted the bit is, execute the bit. It's like, wait, who is that? Why is the Time Magazine had announced Thunberg is Person of the Year Wednesday. And what are you doing? There's got to be somebody that knows how to Photoshop better than that. It looked like a picture of somebody dressed up a lollipop. It was, no. Although, I act like I'm surprised. This is the same administration whose cybersecurity expert needs a translation app. 866-391-1020. KDKRadio.com. You can call or text that number. Ted in Mount Washington. Hey, man.
What's going on, Eddie?
Oh, glad to be back. Glad to be loving life. Glad to be talking out loud for money. You know, all good.
Oh, the American dream, man. Can't get no better than that.
Oh, I know. I've had real jobs. I know what's up. This is not a real job. I understand that. So every day I walk in here, I'm dancing. Da, 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 da. They're paying me.
Yeah. Then it's all the way to the bank. Hey, but real quick, Margretta, I totally disagree with you.
Okay.
I think it's outrageous to be picking on anybody.
Oh, no, I think it's outrageous, but if we're going to argue it's out of bounds, geez, man, that boundary disappeared long ago.
Oh, no, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
The
boundary of out of bounds disappeared when the president, now president, stood as a candidate and visibly, physically mocked a physically handicapped reporter. At that point, you're not going to get me to go, oh, that's offensive. There's a every day.
No, it is. I mean, hey, be careful what you get used to. Okay.
Oh no, I'm not used to it. I'm disgusted by
it. Here's what I'm saying. This is the same guy that his wife was offended, and she's supposed to be head of cyberbullying.
Yeah, I know.
About her son being named during the impeachment trial.
And that was just dude. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Now, is it right? No, it's not right. But to say you can't have it both ways, that's pretty much modus operandi for a lot of things on a daily basis. To say I'm not saying it's not wrong. I'm not saying it's not morally bankrupt. But I am saying don't say you can't do it.
Oh, I don't think you can't do it. Okay. So it's right and wrong. I'm saying you can't do it. Okay? I don't care what the trend is. It's something called morals. It's something called right and wrong. When you blur that line, then what do you stand for? Absolutely nothing.
Hey, man, John Mellencamp told us. John Mellencamp told us you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
You got doggone right. It means something. You have to stand for something. Okay, so, I mean...
What if you stand for something, but it's not the something that somebody else thinks you should?
Who cares? Who gives a damn what somebody else thinks you should? Okay, it's about the principles. What you stand for. How you raised. And see, this is what really, really ticks me off.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people in this country that know right from wrong. For some reason, they just let people just trample all over what they know is right. And, you know, I mean, I think as Americans, we need to get back on track and get sick of this stuff. A bully's a bully. How the hell can you be president of the United States and your wife is supposed to be head of cyberbullying and you're the main guy that's bullying people? You're bullying a 6-year-old girl. It doesn't make any sense.
Dude, listen to me, Ted. If you're going to apply it doesn't make any sense to everything that comes by, man, you're going to fall over like a defective weevil. That's going to wear you out. There are so many things that don't make sense. Mitch McConnell going on television and saying out loud, we're going to coordinate with the White House. It's like the jury or the foreman of a jury going to the defendant and saying, what do you guys need from us?
It doesn't make sense. But when you talk about the vulnerable, the helpless in our society, someone should stand up for them, okay? You're talking about kids. You're talking about the elderly. They're just the handicapped. We just, like, trample all over them and say, okay, well, forget about that. Until that same person comes after you, then there's a problem.
Well, you just described what you were talking about earlier. It's much easier, and this is human nature, and it's a drag, but we all do it, Ted. It's easier to be disgusted and then turn away than it is to go outside and do something until what's disgusting to you is on your doorstep. It's indignant is much easier to draw on if it's across the way. And as far as being a 16-year-old, here's why I think it's that she's great. And it's got nothing to do with her climate change. And it's got nothing to do with people talking and slagging her. She is going to be, and already is, an example. I mentioned Jim Parsons, the actor that plays Sheldon Cooper. There's a connection. I'll explain next. KDK Radio. News Radio, AM 1020. It's KDKA. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. I hadn't been here for a little bit, but I'm back. Yay. I mean, for me. If I'm not here, I'm not getting paid, so yay for me. Tonight is the first of 4 days in a row, I think. If you follow me on social media, I keep you up to date with that stuff, too. That, and there's lots of pictures of possums. I'm in a possum mood this Christmas, and I'm not ashamed to say it. Some people are in a mood for impeachment. Some people are in a mood for not. Some people just can't decide. Some people need to get better at Photoshop. I'm talking about Greta Thunberg. She's 16 years old. She is a climate change activist, and she was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Okay. All right, cool. She's going to do as much for the autism spectrum, the understanding of it, the understanding of Asperger. She's going to do more for that for people short term than her activism will do for climate change. And that's spectacular. And for the people saying, you can't pick on her. Yeah, is it lowbrow? Yeah. But here's the deal. If somebody's picking on me and I just don't even grasp that they're picking on me, eh. And when I do grasp it, I'm going to be smart enough and capable enough to, you want to play the numbers? My money, seriously, if you want to get into a riff battle as far as winging it back and forth, my money's with the 16-year-old kid with Asperger's. My biggest problem with it, and Ted might be right, I wasn't deeply offended, probably because I'm kind of numb to being deeply offended at this point. But the first thing I thought when I saw the president's head on the shoulders of Thunberg on the it reminds me, like, you know, when you go to Six Flags and you pay them $3 or $4 and they take a picture of you and then they put it on the front of Thrasher magazine there at the Six Flags, the Sports Illustrated, that's the first thing you think. Second thing I thought was, if they did that at Six Flags, they'd have done a better job with the Photoshop. It looked like a lollipop with a red wig surrounded by, and the sticks covered by a coat. She's going to be a wonderful example to help people understand. Just like Jim Parsons' character Sheldon is a wonderful example of helping people understand. If you've never understood it, or if it's never been in a situation where you needed to, it's a good thing. Now, is it lowbrow? Yes. Yes, it is. Is it lowbrow that the administration's expert on cybersecurity has to use a translation app? Yes. Yes, it is. Text 866-391-1020. This text says, I'm with Ted. Go Ted. Signed B. I'm not with Ted, but I understand that there are a lot of people that, no big deal. And if, again, I keep saying this, but it keeps remaining relevant. If hypocrisy is a trigger for you, how you're not sitting in the floor drooling on yourself at this point, I have no idea. I salute your stamina. If hypocrisy freaks you out, that you're hanging on, very good. This text says, it isn't that you can do it, it's that you shouldn't do it. I hope we get back to civility when he gets voted out. Well, but here's the deal. Everybody's got a different definition of should and shouldn't these days. And it goes back to that zero-sum game of, well, if I think this should happen, clearly you thinking it shouldn't means you're 100% wrong, the end. There are people that think doctors should be allowed to go visit migrant children to give them their flu shots for free at no cost to the government. But that didn't happen, so clearly there are people that didn't think that. There are people that think loyalty to an administration supersedes loyalty to the Constitution by their own admission. To me, that's something we shouldn't do, but others are looking at it and going, no, we're good. And you just heard Lindsay. I think that's the way. Okay, man. All right. 866-391-1020. KDKARadio.com. Any chance I get to talk about Rudy, I'm all about it. I love Rudy. I don't necessarily agree with anything that Rudy stands for or anything that comes out of his mouth. Okay, if Rudy were leading the charge, I'm not going to be one of the third or fourth cats that yells, I am Rudy. No, But pure entertainment value, dark, skeevy sometimes entertainment, but pure entertainment value, Rudy's it, baby. It's being reported that Rudy needed a translation app on his phone for Russian documents. He was without his translators, his two translators that got arrested in October. He was at the White House yesterday. That's the same day that the impeachment charges actually got filed. And remember, there's supposed to be a report because the president, I think last weekend, last Saturday, I think the president said, hey, Rudy just got back. I don't know what's in the information, but I'm told it's very good information, and he's going to make a report to Barr, and he's going to make a report to Congress. And I found that a little bit weird because if you ignored a subpoena from me, I'm not going to let you come and give your own report without swearing in, and let's just call it showing up for the subpoena. But my bigger question last week was, I wonder if Rudy knows or knew he was doing a report. Since then, Rudy was asked, what did you get? Or Rudy Giuliani said, Trump asked, what did you get? Quote, more than you can imagine. And it's now being reported that Rudy's going to do a report. And they've already said it's going to be a 20-page report. You're going to put, how do you do that? How do you, when I wrote a term paper, what's the minimum amount of crap that I got to come up with before I go the end? Three-pager? Right on. Five-pager? Right on. Thesis? Okay, just give me the numbers. But to sit down and say it's going to be 20 pages. Well, what if there's more stuff that can be held than in 20 pages? What if you go the age-old classic route of pie charts? Space it out. Is 20 pages 20 double-spaced pages? Or is 20 pages 38 pie charts, two bar graphs, and an appendix? And how do you know that before it gets all sorted out? Go, Rudy. 866-391-1020. This text says anyone in the public eye is fair game. I want so much to disagree with that. But I can't. That's true. Here's where it gets a little bit sketchy. Well, no, it's a lie. Here's where it gets damn sketchy. We are all in the public eye, either by our own choosing or by the surroundings that we choose to be in the midst of. You videotape you doing something stupid. All right, that's on you. That's public eye. That's, you know, public scorn, ridicule, whatever. But there aren't many times you aren't in the public eye. Well, I mentioned this earlier. I was home visiting my parents part of the end of last week and this week. And when I visit, my mom somehow has it convinced. I'm 55. My mom is still convinced that I'm not capable of keeping toilet paper and paper towels in my house. I don't know if she knows the scene from Step Brothers where Will Ferrell comes out after buying it and feels like he conquered the world or what. But anytime I go home, there's just these boxes and boxes, so I'm good. What was I talking about that started this? Now I'm picturing my mom yelling at me about ticking off the neighbor. 866-391-1020. That's so much more entertaining to me than talk about than politics. Coming up next, politics. KDKA Radio. AM 1020. It's KDKA Radio. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. All right, before I drifted off on the tangent, which is a fancy way of saying just wandering off, attention deficit's a part of the spectrum. You're welcome. It's Crotopia. I'm Eddie Crow. Before I drifted off on the tangent about having enough paper towels for all sorts of oopsies forever. I was talking about the public eye because the text that came in that said anyone in the public eye is fair game. We are in the public eye all the time. So does that mean we are all fair game? I'd love to say, no, that's wrong. Morally, I do think that's wrong. But objectively, it's a tough argument. The reason I bring this up, one of the gifts or one of the things in addition to the 50 or so rolls of paper towels, seriously, if you have a spill, get a hold of me on social media. I got you covered. Well, no, I got you covered pending what type of spill. One of the other things that, I don't know where she got it, but it is a security unit. It's a camera, and through an app, you can look and see who's at your door, right? And the first thing I thought was, man, ain't no way I'm putting any camera, because here's reality. If the camera on my front porch can see it and send it to an app on my phone, somewhere between the camera on my porch and the app on my phone, that information's available. And I can't imagine anybody doing anything in front of the camera on my porch. But I don't want nothing to do with that. And I turn on the TV, and it's not a smart TV, by the way. I stick with what I know. I turn on the TV and I see all these people say, well, no, you need that. Look, that machine tells you how to live your life. Let's get one of those. And not only are people not concerned about it, people embrace it. And I'll give you an example. If you rob a bank systematically because of your job, you don't post it on social media with you holding big wads of cash. Unless you're a bank employee in Charlotte, North Carolina. Orlando Henderson, allegedly, and that's a drag, man, when they can use your own social media post against you as evidence in a court of law. I'm sorry. Some of it's on you. Allegedly stole $88,000 from the bank's vault. He posted about it on social media. They busted him in San Diego because, according to the unsealed indictment, allegedly, he stole cash from the vault at separate allotments at least 18 different times. Used a social media account to post several pictures of him holding large stacks of cash and committed, because, you know, at that point, again, if you're going to do something stupid, rare back too. He then committed loan fraud in connection with the purchase of a luxury automobile, put a $20,000 down payment on a new Mercedes, allegedly faked bank documents to get a car loan from somewhere else to cover the balance of the first car. And then if you say, what kind of Mercedes? Well, look on his Facebook page. So we're being watched. And you think, well, what legally did he do? 2 counts of financial institution fraud, 19 counts of theft, embezzlement, misapplication, along with 12 counts of making false entries. 30 years and $1 million fine per count. He's also charged with transactional money laundering. That's 10 years and $250,000 fine. Dude, don't post it on your social media. Come on, mouth. The Supreme Court ruled public figures are open to be public media. I just said they were. If you send me a text and I read it and I agree with it, and you send me another text that says the same thing as the first text, methinks you aren't paying attention. No, I know you're not paying attention. You're perfect. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. And Greta has apologized again. Talking about behavior and talking about recognizing logically an issue. Teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg has apologized. She said that politicians should be, quote, put, quote, against the wall, unquote. Critics took it to mean she was advocating violence. She made a speech yesterday. She said it was the literal translation from Swedish, which it is. As someone that knows a little Swedish, it wasn't talking about shooting anyone or violence. It was talking about putting someone on the spot with tough questions. But she has apologized for that. So, 866-391-1020. I haven't heard if the guy apologized that stole 88 grand and posted pictures on his website. Dude. If you live in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, do you know what you don't know more than anything else you don't know? Yeah, it made sense. I mean, I had to back up a second, too. While we're talking about technology and the information that we freely give out, that we say, nah, man, you want to know what's going on outside my front porch? Right on. You did see the story about the baby monitor that got hacked, right? Right on. Let's ask a machine stuff. And in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, according to a story that just came out, the number one question posed to Google. There's so Soylent Green, silent running, you know, Logan's Run kind of vibe to that statement. The number one question Pennsylvanians posed to Google, to a machine out loud, like it was another person: should I break up with my boyfriend? That's number one in the Commonwealth of PA. In Ohio, the number one question that people posed to Google: should I quit my job? The number one question posed to Google in Alaska: should I drink? I mean, number one, you live in Alaska, you're more bad to the bone than me. You live your life how you want to live it. I will give you, as a former drinker, I'll give you a piece of advice. If you have to ask a machine to drink, you're looking for an excuse to drink. Go ahead and make the commitment or not. In the state of Alabama, the number one question posed to Google: should I diet? Having been to Alabama recently and having family members living in Alabama that are listening to this show right now, I have no comment on that one in any way, shape, or form. In Georgia, now remember, in Pennsylvania, should I break up with my boyfriend? Yes, you should. He's a bum. You deserve better. You deserve better. In Georgia, it's not should I break up with my boyfriend. In Georgia, Google, should I text him? And this is information we're giving away. In Maine, should I move? In Hawaii, should I move? In Alaska, should I drink? I'm probably just going to go out of the way and just say yeah to all of that. Alabama, Louisiana, and Missouri, wonder if they should diet. Those three states are all above the national average in obesity. So in general, yes, KDKA Radio.